Good morning, Judy.
Morning, Tony.
I know that the Michigan League for Human Services believes that Governor Snyder should do away with the asset test. Tell us about this story.
Recently Michigan started applying what they call asset limits for food assistance. The state is not required to do that. We could just base our food stamp eligibility on income alone, and most states do that. So we're getting kind of tough, and we think it's the wrong time to do that with so many unemployed people.
Why do you think that the rule is too tough? You would think that the state wants to make sure that people who are taking advantage of this would have a tougher means to get these benefits.
Well, because we're the third highest unemployment rate in the country, people who have been working, maybe they've paid into the system their whole working lives, they've paid their taxes, and now they've come to a patch where they cannot find a job. Maybe food assistance is the means that's helping them get through this, that's keeping them out of foreclosure. Those very folks are the ones who are more likely to have saved money and have a decent car. So yesterday the governor said he was rethinking including the value of vehicles in the asset test, so we were pleased to hear that.
So you just want to make sure that just because you may have a car or a home, that the whole story needs to be looked at, what the people may owe, that the fact that they may be out of work, so on and so forth.
Homes are not included in the asset test unless they're vacation homes, just to be fair. But most states do not have an asset test. Of the states that do, all but two exempt at least one vehicle. And let's face it, we're a car state. We don't have a lot of public transportation. People need cars to get to work, to look for work, and to get to school. And especially in rural areas, we have winters. I mean, we need decent cars in Michigan. It's a necessity.
How will the asset test divert federal food aid from Michigan?
Well, the benefits, the food stamps, are 100% federally funded. So any money we save is really federal money saved. So it just goes to other states. And but the state does pay half the administrative cost. So in the late 90s, when Michigan had very high food stamp error rates, we paid $65 million in penalties. So we're saying that this is adding a huge burden to caseworkers who are already way overburdened. It's not required, and it risks state dollars.
Well, you have to be encouraged that the governor said that he's going to take a look at it.
Yes, we're encouraged that he's looking at the vehicle part. We would encourage him to just do away with it. Maybe rethink it when our unemployment comes down to normal, but it's just not a good policy for Michigan at this time.
When do you expect a decision to be made?
I have no idea.
All right, and do you think you'll have an opportunity to have an audience with the governor?
My boss has talked to his staff, and we've been in contact with DHS officials who have, listened to us, so we're hopeful.
All right. Before we let you go, Judy, what else is the Michigan League for Human Services working on? What's at the top of your agenda?
Well, we're also trying to clarify what's going on with the cash assistance, the welfare cutoff of the 11,000 families. There's just a lot of confusion out there because the state is applying two time limits. So we'll be holding a media roundtable this morning with the attorneys who filed suit against the state and league officials.
We'll be talking about that story a little bit later on in the show, too. So, Judy, thanks so much for reminding us about that and for getting up with us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tony.